So the subject that I picked to speak on was joy. And I told Angie that that was going to be the name of my sermon. And then later I changed and I said, no, just say it's a good attitude. And when I heard that Mary was speaking today, I was like, I bet she's going to speak on joy. So you have to hear two sermons twice. My middle name is Joy. And I guess growing up, I was never that joyful of a person or never that happy. I always had something to grumble about. And I'm just going to talk about things I've learned, and not really from experience, but just things I've learned growing up and how you can change your attitude even if things aren't going right. So let's pray. Father, thank you for this day and for the things that you've given us and the blessings that you have showered upon us. I pray that you would help me to speak what you'd have me to say and give us a blessing in this hour. In Jesus' name, amen. First of all, a good attitude is a choice. It's not based on your circumstances. It's not based on what somebody did to you or what somebody didn't do to you. You can choose to have a good attitude even if things are going wrong. The Bible says in Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. This is a command. We might not always think of it as that. We just read it quickly, and then when things go wrong, we want to complain and grumble. But he says to rejoice in the Lord always. He doesn't only say in the good circumstances. And he reiterates it and says, again, I say rejoice. So we as Christians are supposed to be happy and have a good attitude. And the world is supposed to look at us and want what we have. If we are always complaining and grumbling and sad or whatever, the world is going to, you know, some people in the ungodly world is going to say, you know, I'm above that. I'm not always crabby and I'm not always complaining and I have, you know, a better life than that. Why would I want to be a Christian? And it's also for your own good to be happy, because nobody likes a crabby person. If you're going to be grumpy and crabby and always complaining about something, your friends will probably find new friends. In Hebrews 13:15, it says, but by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. And I've been learning about that recently. It's like, when you go to pray, are you always complaining about what God didn't do for you? Are you always complaining about the things that you don't have? Or are you thanking him for what he has given you? It's interesting that it says a sacrifice of praise. A sacrifice is something that you have to give up. It's something that you have to devote and give up to God. And it says offer the sacrifice of praise. So that obviously means when things aren't going well, when things are getting stressful, hectic, you're still supposed to be praising God, because this is the command. And I will say there is a difference between joy and happiness. And I believe it was Keith Daniel, Jenny's husband, the first that I first heard this from, where he says joy is based on your walk with God. Happiness is based on your circumstances. If you are always looking for happiness, it's going to come and go. You know, if people are treating you right, or if you got the things that you wanted, or if you have the family that you want, and your siblings are all nice to you, and Your parents are nice to you. You're going to be happy all the time. But that's not life. And most of us don't have that circumstance. So we have to still find joy in the rough times of life. And that is based on how much you know God and how much you are walking with Him and how much your relationship is built with Him. You can actually have joy while you're crying. You can not be not being excited about going through the circumstances you're going through, but you can still have joy knowing that God loves you, that He's doing it for a purpose, that there are things that you know it's going to be all right in the end, even though you're hurting right now. And that joy comes from knowing God and from having a personal relationship with Him and basically just trusting Him. Because if you don't trust God, you're not ever going to be happy or joyful. You're because you're always going to be blaming Him. You know, why do you let that happen? Why do I have the mom I got? Or why do I have the dad I got? Or why are my siblings always mean to me? And happiness is not just laughing all the time. Proverbs 14:13 says, even in laughter, the heart is sorrowful, and the end of that mirth is heaviness. Sometimes you see a lot of people who are always laughing and talking and... It's actually because they're trying to hide something. Sometimes the girls or people that laugh and talk the most is because they feel the most pain. They're trying to do something to forget about what they're going through or forget about what they're feeling. So they have to stop. They have to laugh or talk or play with their friends. That's not happiness. They're actually feeling pain inside, and they're just trying to do something to get rid of it. And I know these thoughts are kind of all random, so you have to forgive me if I jump back and forth. But Nehemiah 8:10 says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And I have to think about that quite often, as I have a full-time job and I work 40 hours a week, and sometimes my job is very stressful, and sometimes you just wake up and you have no interest in getting out of bed or going to work at all. But I sometimes think of that, well, am I lacking joy because I don't have, I mean, physical strength. And this was talking about Nehemiah when they were building the wall, and actually, they were reading through the Old Testament, and well, let me turn to it first. They had found the Book of the Law, and they were reading it. So he says in verse 10 of Nehemiah 8:10, then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet. Send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared, for this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. And if you don't have joy, if you're not happy, you're not going to be strong, even physically. You're always going to be weak. You're always going to be moping around, you know, I don't feel like working, I don't feel like doing anything, because what is the point? If you're not happy, if you don't have the joy of the Lord, what is the point of living? But I think that for most of us, there's a greater reason. For some of us, I should say, maybe not most, I think there's a greater reason why some of us aren't happy, why you don't have joy, why you don't have peace. It's not just that you're a selfish brat. Well, that might be part of it. It's the fact that you carry a heavy burden. You're looking for something. I mean, I've been through all of this, so I know what I'm talking about. You feel something inside that's missing. There's something there that has not been fulfilled. Maybe you're looking for love. Maybe you're looking for... Actually, all of us are looking for love. Maybe you're looking for recognition from your friend or a mom or a dad and never was there. You're trying to fill a void that's there. So you go shopping or you play a game or you spend hours on the internet. But it doesn't help. Those things aren't going to satisfy you. They don't make you happy. I mean, if you go out and buy new clothes and you wear them for the first time, you do feel a little happy. But the next time it's like, I already wore that once. So you have to find new things. And the reason is you have a void in your heart that is not being filled by those things, and it can't be. You'll go on the rest of your life trying. Why not stop everything you're doing? Stop going shopping. Stop goofing around on the internet. And find out who God is, what He thinks of you, how He can heal you, how He can restore you. If you're not saved, you need to get saved. Have you ever thought about it for a moment? You know, the God that created the universe, that everything you see outside, everything you do, everything you hear, everything in nature was created for you. You were created by Him. He owns everything. He takes care of everything. We don't have to worry about global warming or anything like that. He has control of the universe. Have you ever thought, what if that God loved me? And He was for me. He wanted the best for me. Why would you be caring about what your friends think? Why would you be trying to find anything else? If that God that created the universe and that has power over everything on earth and over everything under the earth, why don't you seek Him? Why don't you get His favor? If He was for you and He wanted you and He was taking care of you, you wouldn't need anything else. That void would be filled. You wouldn't care about new clothes. You wouldn't care about whatever it is that you are seeking. If you knew that God was for you and that He loved you more than anything else on earth, you wouldn't need those extra things. And I know that most people on earth carry a burden, a heavy burden. Sometimes you can see it on their face. They have a pain or a bad memory. Maybe somebody hurt you. Maybe it was even a parent. You know, we as little kids look up to our parents. We expect them to take care of us and we trust them. And many times parents hurt us and they sometimes leave scars. They can just, you know, one sentence and you're hurt for the rest of your life and you carry a scar. And I know I've had to deal with a lot of things like that from my past, but you think, well, maybe that pain will just go away. I'll just forget about it in years to come. But it usually doesn't happen that way, unless it's something very small. If you have a big wound, or if you got cancer or something like that, and you didn't want anyone to know, and so you just covered up with Band-Aid, you're like, I'm not going to tell anyone it's there because I'm embarrassed. You know, I don't want anyone to see it. And so you just Band-Aid it up, hoping it'll go away, and it never does. And it doesn't heal right. And it can eventually be fatal. When you have a wound, especially a big wound, you have to find healing. You can't just expect time to heal it because it doesn't. And the only one that can truly heal the wound is Jesus. But sometimes you need friends, you need physical people to help you get through certain situations. You might even need counseling from godly people. But don't just carry the burden. Get rid of it. Sometimes you don't even know you have a burden. I think I was like that when I was growing up. You know, you don't realize that you're even carrying a burden. It's just normal life. You've just dealt with it forever. But as time goes on, the burden does get heavier and heavier the older you get. And I am older than most of you in here. So I can testify that when I turned about 30, I like nearly almost had a nervous breakdown. It was just, the pain gets to be too much to bear and you can't handle life anymore because you're carrying that load that you weren't made to carry. God says, casting all your care upon him because he careth for you. That means you have to let go of it. You have to actually give it to him and say, you know, I can't deal this anymore. Please just heal me. But I guess it is a little embarrassing maybe, or a little very humbling to actually admit that you need help, because some of us get this attitude, you know, I'm big and strong and I can handle anything and nothing bothers me and I can deal with it. And we get this calloused heart and this attitude of, you know, just leave me alone, I'm fine. But you're not. And because you carry that heavy load, you become bitter, crabby, and grumpy, and nobody likes you. And sometimes I think we get this attitude of, you know, I want to be unhappy. You know, I don't want to be happy because I just want to be grumpy. I want people to sympathize with me. I want people to pat me on the back and say, oh, I'm praying for you. Or we want attention. So it was like, well, if I'm fine, if I'm all better, no one's going to give me any attention. So I have to be crabby. And that's just not the way to live. And I think some people feel like the world owes them something, you know. They're hurt. And a lot of times when we get hurt, we just feel like, well, I'm hurt, so you owe me something. And you're not treating me right. And I have to deal with that quite often at work. And to be honest, it's mostly older women that are like that. They're crabby. They feel like the world owes them something. Like they want everybody to rush around and serve them. Like, well, I need this and I need that. And why is this 50 cents higher than it was last time? And we just had like a woman a couple months ago call and ask how much rice cakes were. She wanted 8 rice cakes set aside for her. And so my coworker said, well, they're this price. And she said, well, that's 10 cents higher than I paid last time, you know. I might have to check my finances. I'm like, that's 80 cents. But I don't think she cared about the 80 cents. She just wanted to be grumbled. She just wanted to grumble because she wanted attention. She wanted sympathy. Well, I'm so sorry your rice cakes went up. But every one of you guys are young. But if you don't make the choice now not to act like that, you're going to be like that someday. And maybe those people never were healed of the burdens they carry. You know, they're in their 50s, 60s, 70s. Maybe life didn't go the way they wanted. Maybe they still have burdens they carried till the day they died, you know. We have to try to be nice to those people anyway and, you know, show them that, you know, we as Christians, and especially that we are running a store, we can't just be rude to everybody that comes in and try to, well, we have to keep up the name of the store. Plus, I believe we have to be that way as Christians. So, but I'm just challenging every one of you to think about these things and, you know, make some changes in your life if need be, and especially just seek God. I mean, I know you all know in your heart that He loves you and that He's for you, but do you live that way every day, you know? Do you seriously believe it, that you're acting on it? Or is it just something that you never think about? I remember when I used to babysit for, well, it was probably about 10 years ago or so or more, I used to babysit for two little boys, and I would read them stories, and there was one story called Eeyore Be Happy. You know, some people like Pooh Bear and his friends, but I don't. And I actually liked that book because I could so relate. Eeyore was always, you know, the one that was, everything bad happened to him. He was always fussy and crabby, and he would walk around with a rain cloud above his head. And but in that book, all of his friends tried to make him happy. And, you know, Piglet would say, you know, my happiness is painting a house or whatever. And so he would climb the ladder, try to paint a house, and he fell off the ladder and spilled paint everywhere. And Pooh said, well, my favorite thing, I don't remember this, I'm just making this up, but my favorite thing is fishing or throwing stones in the pond or something. So Eeyore tried it and he fell in. And, you know, everything that he did, his friends tried to make him happy, he failed in. And so at the end of the day, at night, he walked back to his hut, wherever he lived, and said, it's good to be gloomy again. And that is the attitude of some people. It was my attitude. Maybe it still is sometimes. But it's just like you have this attitude that, you know, I want to be this way. And it's not Christian. And it's not friendly. And it's not beautiful. So those are all my thoughts. And let's just quick pray. Father, thank you for taking care of us and helping each one of us. I do pray, Lord, for all the girls here who carry a burden, who are hurting, who have pain in their heart, Lord, that they need to be healed of. I pray that you would help them to find help and help them to get the needed help, that they can find you in a mighty way and be joyful and happy, and that they can live as godly Christians all of their life. In Jesus' name, amen.